If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Jeremiah chapter 6. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. The Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord," L, capital O, capital R, that's Lord God Jehovah, amen. And he says, "Stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein." I want to preach tonight. I've been preaching on Wednesday night, kind of a series that we've been preaching on what do you expect, amen? And we've preached a lot of different ways. We preach on what do you expect from the devil, amen? What do you expect from the Lord? But I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help this minute, on the theme of what do you expect in the old time way? What do you expect in the old time way? I wonder, what do we expect tonight when we gather up the house of God? What do we come looking for? Amen. I don't know about you. I come looking to meet with the Lord, and I come looking for Him to meet with me. I come to get encouragement through the Word of God. Amen. I don't just come to be coming. I don't come to be seen. I don't come because I have to. I come because I get to. Amen. I come, Brother Jeff, because I want to. Amen. There's a change in me, praise God. I'm not that man that I used to be. I desire the things of God. But what, I mean, I want you to ask yourself, I want you to think about it while I'm preaching for just a moment in time tonight. What do you expect in the old time way? I know been a lot of change in the world that we live in just a short time, praise God. Things have changed a whole lot. I can remember when I was just a little kid, amen, we had wood stoves and we had wood cook stove, had to carry wood for mama to cook food on of an evening, amen. Our wood house was down by the road, and when we got off the bus, she said, "If you don't have an arm full of books, you better have an arm full of wood." Amen. If not, you'd be making another trip. Amen. But we've come a long ways in a short while. Amen. But I tell you what, there's nothing like that old time way. I won't say, praise God, there's nothing like a good cat head biscuit cooked in one of them old wood stoves. Amen. Why? I believe because you had to put a little extra time into it, a little extra love into it. But praise God, when it come out of there, it was lip smacking good. Amen. Amen. Pray, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying I believe the old time way, praise God, is worth putting a little bit of work into to give God glory. Amen. Amen. And I want to say in the way, praise God, it'll bless our hearts. Amen. Hey, I ain't got a bit of use for this new modern way. Amen. I ain't got a bit of use for it. I don't think it'll help us. Amen. We better stick to the old time way. The Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord." He said it wasn't somebody saying it, but said it was Lord God of glory. And he says, "Stand ye in the ways and see." Amen. And he said, "Ask for the old paths." Amen. He said, "Ask for the old paths." Amen. He didn't say, hey, listen, a lot of times we say, well, seek out the old path. And that's a good thing. But God didn't say, seek out the old path. Praise God, you know what he said to me and you? He said, ask for the old path. What is he saying, praise God? He said, don't accept nothing different, praise God. Hey, praise God, that old path's still the right way. Amen. 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 There's a path that leads to righteousness, praise God, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's the best way. Everybody's trying to make a new way today. Amen. Trying to build on a man's ideas instead of on the Word of God. Trying to encourage us with the things of this world instead of the Word of God. Amen. I don't understand. Why do we need gymnasiums at the house of God? Amen. If you take the book and show me where it talks about having a gymnasium for the kids, he said, praise God, we'll start raising money and we'll build one. Amen. But I can't find nowhere in this blessed whole book, praise God, Brother Len, and it says you need a gymnasium to play in. Praise God, what he said to do. He said, ask for that old time way. Hey, praise God, ask for the Word of God. Be planted in your heart so we can grow close to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God, he said, ask for the old time way. But you know what? We're just like the nation of Israel. We forgot to remember God. Amen. We've got so big and high and mighty. We've got so blessed in these United States of America, praise God, that we've come to a conclusion that we don't need God. Amen. Look over, flip over a couple chapters, Jeremiah chapter 18. Jeremiah chapter 18, the Bible says that the people forgot God. Bible, Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 15. He said, because my people hath forgotten me. Now listen. He said, they have burned incense to vanity in their ways, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient past. Amen. To walk in paths in a way not cast up. He said, they've caused them. Now listen to what he said. He said, they've forgotten me. Amen. I believe we're living in a world and society, pray God, that we forgot God. Amen. We forgot the importance of God. We forgot the importance of worship, and we're trying to do it in a different way. I won't say, praise God, if you get them in with a hot dog, somebody will come along and take them out with a hamburger. Amen. Now, I'm just telling you the truth. Amen. You can't do that. Praise God, it has never worked, and it never will. Amen. You say, well, preacher, these big old churches everywhere, praise God, just full of people just desiring to get in. What are they getting into? Amen. A social club. Place where they come together and tell everybody, everybody's okay and everybody's good and everybody's just going to float away and do their own thing. I want to say, praise God, that's straight out of pits of hell. Amen. We're living in a day and hour, praise God. We need to realize there's an old time way. God said we need to get the book and we need to get to know the author.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He said we need to begin to realize, praise God, that this blessed old King James Bible is all about the good God of glory. It's written for me and you that we might know Him.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, if we want something that will encourage our lives, praise God, it's getting to know the Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin. Amen. Getting to realize how much He loved us, how much He cared for us, that He is a God of wrath. He hates sin.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
We're living in a day and time when we people say, well, you know what? It's just a different time. These things are okay. We go ahead and let them go. We go ahead and do these things because everybody else is doing it. Huh? God help us today, praise God. They still some things that God says right, and they still some things that God says wrong. And the Bible said that just like me and you are doing today, we forgot to remember God. Amen. He said, because my people have forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity. You see what's happening here? Said they got a form of religion, but denying the power thereof. And he says, from such turn away. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't want none of that. Amen. If we ain't very careful, you know what to do? The old devil, he's a deceiver. He'll sneak in real gently. He'll sneak in casually. You won't even realize he's here. Amen. Till he's sitting on the pew beside you. And he'll tell you, hey, you know what? You don't need this. You don't need that book. You don't need the preaching. You don't need the teaching. You don't need the instruction. You don't need this Holy Ghost singing. Amen. That's what he'll do. And he'll sneak in so suddenly. Just a little thing. Me and Brother Jeff was talking today. He's kind of like a record. Brother Jeff said, you know, I was thinking about this morning while I was preaching. He said, he's kind of like a record. It gets a scratch on it. And that thing will go around and hit that scratch. And it'll give a distinct sound. And then it'll go around. And it kind of, every time it goes around, just gets a little further in and a little further in. That's the way the devil does. Amen. He just infiltrates slowly. He comes in, praise God. He deceives and he destroys, he tears down, and he'll work on me and you if we'll let him. Amen. But praise God when we begin to ask for that old time way. Amen. Amen. What do you expect from your old time way? I expect for people to stay close to God. That's what God said. He said they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient past. Those well-worn paths, those paths that's been tried, those paths that's been proven down through the years. Amen. Glory to God. That's not cast up. Those that's set up by God. Amen. That's ordained of God. Those are the good paths. Those are the paths that'll work for me and you. He said to make their land desolate and a perpetual hissing. Everyone that passes thereby shall be astonished and wag his head. They say, boy, look at that church up there. They say, look at that building up there. That used to be a church. Amen. That used to be the power of God up there. That used to be the power of God on them people. That used to be a place, praise God, where they was reverence for God. Right up there. They said, it ain't that way no more. Huh? He said, they've turned to vanity, praise God. They've turned to fulfilling the lust of the flesh. He said, they forgot about God. Amen. He said, it's no longer, Brother Kevin, about Him, but it's about me. We're living in the world, it's me, me, me. Amen. But I wonder, what do we expect from the old time way? Amen. He said, ask for those old paths. Amen. I believe in Romans chapter 23. You remember Psalms 23? I'm sorry, Psalms 23. He's teaching there in verse 3. And he says this, the psalmist does, and so the 23rd Psalm. He said, He restoreth my soul, and He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. I want to say tonight, He didn't say, He restoreth my flesh. Amen. The psalmist didn't say, He restoreth my flesh. Amen. Praise God. He said, that good God of glory, He restored my soul. Praise God. He brought my soul to a place where it needed to be. Amen. Praise God. And my soul took care of my flesh. Amen. When we seek out to, what do you expect in the old time way? Praise God. I expect God to move upon our heart. I expect Him to touch the soul, very souls of men, women, boys and girls. Praise God. To the changing of the outside. Amen. That's what I expect from God. That's what I expect from that old time way. Amen. Praise God. I believe that still get the job done. Amen. Praise God. He'll help our hearts. Because men left to himself we're led off into temptation. Amen. Bible says, I told you this morning, we're not tempted. God don't tempt nobody. Amen. In James chapter 1, the Bible says this. In James chapter 1 and verse 13, he said, let man no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. He said, then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. So what do you expect from the old time way? You know what I expect from the old time way? Praise God, Brother Andrew. I expect to cheat death. Amen. Glory be to God. Because the old time way, praise God, because it's still good. Amen. Yeah. He said, seek out the old way, old path. He said, because, that which is good, praise the Lord. And he said, we can walk in that. And praise God, it'll help us to be sin killers. Amen. Because of that old time way, praise God, I'm not concerned about death. Amen. Death don't bother me a bit. Praise God. I've not got a death giver. Praise the Lord. I've got a life giver this evening. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want the best for everybody in our families. Praise God. But I tell you what we ought to want is that old time way, that way of life. Praise God. Amen. Bless His holy name. What a God we serve. Amen. We begin to seek Him out. Ask for that old path. Where is the good way? Amen. Where's that old good way? Where's that way, praise God, when mamas and daddies and grandmas and grandpas used to come in the back door of the church house praising God, amen. 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 Look and come in, praise God, anticipating a blessing from the house of God. Amen. From the good God of glory. Came, praise God, with a heart to look for it, to seek it, to desire it, to find it, praise God. And to find the will of God. Amen. Where is that old time way? Amen. What's happened to it? I believe we're like Egypt. I believe we're like the children that come up out of Egypt. Praise God, they begin to go in a vain way. Amen. In a vain way. But praise God, we need to ask ourselves, what do we expect from the old time way? Amen. What can we get from God? In Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 3, He said, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. Amen. He said, if we're looking for a good way, praise God. He said, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. And when we come in, we acknowledge God, we recognize, we realize who He is and what He wants to do for us. Now let me camp right here just a minute. Brother Jesse, if we come in the house of God, and we don't just come in, praise God, but we come in to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. If we come in and Jesse settles in his heart and his mind, praise God, he come in here to get something from God. Amen. Amen. Brother Andrew, if you come in here, praise God, with your heart and your mind settled, that you're coming in here, praise God, to get something from God, and you ain't going to go out of here till you get it. Amen. Amen. You know what the difference between the way we worship now and that old time way, praise God, they come expecting something from God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, praise God, but I'm geared up in my heart. I come expecting God. Amen. 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 I come expecting Him to show up. I come blessing, expecting Him to help me. Amen. I come expecting Him to give me something I can take back home with me. Amen. I come expecting Him to change my walk, my talk, my attitude, my speech. Amen. Amen. That, so tomorrow morning, praise God, I can be just a little bit different, a little bit closer, a little more knowledgeable of Him than I was today. Amen. You say, what are you preaching about, preacher? I'm preaching about the old time way. Amen. What we expect from the old time way. Amen. I'd say, praise God, it's still a good way. Amen. Amen. But if we ain't careful, you know what? The devil will beat us out of that blessing before we ever get out of the house of God. We'll get in the car. Now listen to me. We'll get in the car. We'll load the youngins up. We'll strap them. We'll cinch them in there. We'll get in the car on the other side. Maybe probably what matter to wet hen. Amen. Go down the road and we'll begin to talk one another and say, boy, that old preacher. He's a little old young and said one time that they invited the preacher to the house for lunch and said the preacher drove over there to the house and got out of the car and he walked up to the door and knocked on the door. Little Johnny come running to the door. He opened it up. He said, hey, preacher. Preacher said, hey, Johnny. He said, what are we having for lunch? He said, we're having old crow. He said, crow. He said, old buzzard. He said, old buzzard. He said, yeah. I said, Mama said, we're having that old buzzard for lunch. Amen. Amen. You know what they've done, Mama and Daddy? They've already defeated the whole purpose of going to the house of God. Amen. Because they've already turned those youngins. They've already pointed them in the wrong direction. They point away from that whole time way. Amen. If we ain't very careful before we ever get to the house, we'll destroy everything we got down at the house of God. Amen. Amen. I'm just being honest tonight. Amen. And then we wonder why our children don't respect nobody. Amen. The old time way, praise God, we had respect. We taught, hey, our mamas and daddies taught us respect. They taught us to sit down in the house of God. They taught us to be quiet and listen to the preaching, to listen to the singing, to be respectful for those that are up. Amen. Somebody's up there singing. Thank God, you keep your mouth shut. Amen. You listen to, you show respect to those that's trying to do something for Jesus. Amen. When somebody's up there testifying, when somebody's up there preaching, praise God, you sit and you pay attention. Amen. Why? Because that's the old time way. Amen. Amen. It's respect. You know what's wrong with the church? We've lost respect. Amen. Amen. I believe it's time we need to go back and say Brother Jeff and Brother Jesse and Brother Bill, amen, show just a little bit of respect, especially to these elders in the church. Amen. Amen. You know what we ought to do, Landon, brother? When you speak about Brother John, we talk Brother John, you ought to call him Brother John. Amen. I don't believe any of these youngins ought to be calling any of these elderly folks, pray God in church, by their first name. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you're just too old fight. I won't say, I still believe, praise God, in the old time way. In the old time way, God taught us to show respect. Amen. Amen. They ain't nothing wrong with showing respect to our elders. Amen. And they ain't nothing wrong, praise God. The old time way tells us to still pray to show respect to each other. Amen. Amen. And somebody's up there Somebody's up there talking. Somebody's sitting at your table talking. Amen. You wait till they get finished before you say something. Amen. Amen. We've got this thing that we just got to say what we want to say, and it don't matter what anybody else wants to say. Amen. I'm just trying to help us tonight. Amen. I believe if we begin to be considerate to one another, we begin to respect each other, praise God, I believe God begin to bless us again. I believe that's the old time way. Amen. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. Amen. You know what's got us way back? Pride. These little old bitty young has got up and they got so prideful that they think they're as good as Brother Bill or Brother John. They are in a physical nature. They are in a human nature. But praise God, they ought to respect their elders. Amen. 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 Say amen. Somebody shake their head something. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when somebody, when mom, you youngins, when mom and daddy tell you to do something, you say yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, you say yes, sir, while you're on the way. You don't say no. You don't say, I ain't going to do that. Amen. They wouldn't ask you to do something that they didn't feel need to be done, and it's your responsibility, praise God, to just say yes, ma'am, yes, sir, and go about the business. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm just, hey, I told you I was going to camp out here a minute. But praise God, ain't a thing wrong with these young people having a little bit of responsibility. Amen. Amen. They ain't nothing wrong with these big youngins. Praise God. There ain't no reason they can't take a trash out. Amen. Without being told. Hey, I won't say they might have to be reminded, but they shouldn't have to be told. Amen. You tell them, say, look, this is the trash man runs on Tuesday. You take it down there Monday night or early Tuesday morning. But you make sure you get down there before they come. And you know what we say, Jesse? Say, yes, sir. I'll take that responsibility. And you know what? The Bible says, do all things as unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. So what we ought to do, we ought to do, praise God, we ought to do it with pride. So you know what that means? You know what that means? I'll just meddle here a little bit. You know what that means? That means when you grab that trash out there and you're about half mad and you tear the side out of it. Amen. You just don't take what you can get out there. Praise God. You get you another sack and you sack it all up or you do a neat job. Praise God. And you carry it down to the street. Amen. Amen. If it's worth doing, praise God, do it as unto the Lord. We cause grief on ourselves. We bring grief upon ourselves because we try to be prideful. But you know what that is? That's not just pride. That's rebellion. Amen. That's rebellion. And praise God, God ain't happy with a rebellious heart. Amen. Hey, old time way, praise God, is when we respected the authority, we respected mom and daddy. You young people, listen to me. Hey, praise God, you better respect your mom and daddy. You may shorten your life. Amen. I'll just tell on myself. Can I tell on myself? That's all right, ain't it? It'd be all right if I tell on myself, Blake. He said, yeah, tell on yourself, don't tell on me. Amen. I tell you what, there was a time in my life when I was a teenager and I got my license and I got to working and I'm still living at home with mom and daddy. You listen to me, youngins. I was still living at home, mom and daddy, and I'd start to go somewhere and my mother would ask me, she said, where are you going, son? And I'd say, out the road. I'd run out there and get in that Chevelle and off I'd go. Huh? I had to go back a few years ago and I had to get with my mama and with tears run down my face. I said, Mama, I'm sorry for those days and I was disrespectful to you. Amen. I honestly believe I told my wife. I believe the reason I've been and had to go through many, I've had 8 surgeries in the last 2.5 years. And I believe that's a cause I was disrespectful to my mom and daddy. I believe it's a chastening hand of God. He said, son, you know what? I could take you out of here for that. Amen. But he's chasing me. He's chasing me, boy. He's chasing me with that. I'm just telling you, youngins, the old time way. Respect mom and daddy. Respect your elder. Respect the house of God and the good God of glory. Amen. That's the old time way. Amen. That'll help our hearts. It'll draw us to a place and a position where we can have joy in our souls. You know why? Because that rebellion, praise God, be driven from us. He said to submit yourself to the Lord and resist the devil. Amen. He'll drive that old rebellion from you. He'll get rid of you. He'll cast it away. He'll draw you. You draw nigh to him so he can draw nigh to you. Amen. That's the old time way. That's the way it's supposed to be. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said, in all thy ways acknowledge Him. He shall direct thy paths. Amen. Jeremiah 10:2, He says this. Last part of the verse, He said, learn not the way of the heathen. Have you ever seen a time when this world is so heathenistic? Hey, we're worse than a bunch of animals. Huh? Hey, man, we'll go out and we'll do the things that feel good. We'll satisfy this old flesh until we get in trouble. Amen. And then we'll go over to the abortion clinic and kill a baby. Amen. Let me tell you something. The old time way, young'uns, I don't know why I'm directing this to the young people tonight, but God just put press on my heart. Amen. Listen to me. It's up to you, praise God, to keep your life pure. Amen. It's up to you, praise God, to keep your life chaste before God. Amen. Listen to me. When you get old enough to get you a boyfriend or a girlfriend, I'm talking when you're about 30 or 40. Amen. When you get to be about 30 or 40, Blake, and you decide to get a girlfriend. Amen. Let me tell you what you do. You respect her. Amen. You show her respect. What does that mean? That means you got to keep your hands off of her. Amen. You got to honor and cherish the purity that she has in her life. Amen. And if she'll do the same thing, she'll honor and cherish the purity that you have in your life. Why? Because that's the old time way. That's the way God designed it to be. He said the marriage bed's not defiled. Amen. But praise God, when we get that thing locked, when we get this thing settled in our mind, we begin to realize, praise God, that old time way, praise God, God dealt with it for a purpose. Amen. He said, there's some things, there's some ways that's pure, there's some ways that's to be desired, even in this last day that we live. You say, well, preacher, that's old-fashioned stuff. People don't do that no more. People live a more loose lifestyle. Yeah, and look at the diseases and things that we have today. You go out on a first date with some old person that's been out with everybody in the world, and you come home with something, praise God, that you'll carry forever. Amen. You can't get rid of it. It destroys you, eats you up. The Bible says, just like a cancer. Amen. That arrow that's meat, praise God, where you've destroyed yourself. Amen. Let me just say this while I'm here. I don't know why I'm going this way, but somebody needs this. When you have an intimate relationship with a boy or a girl, do you realize when you come together, the Bible says you become together, you become one flesh. Hello? You become one, not just for that moment. You become one flesh throughout eternity. Amen? There's a bond between you, praise God, that never can be broken. You know, preacher, I may do that and never see that person again. It doesn't matter. You've already committed that union. Amen. And not only have you done it in your life, but you've done it in that other person's life. There's a union that's been made there that'll never be broken. Amen. You know what happened? You go down the road one day. Amen. And you'll come up and you'll find somebody that you fall in love with. And you'll go and you'll have a ceremony. You may get married to that person. But in your mind, there's a union that's been put there. There's a union that's still there. That can't be broken. It can't be forgotten about. As long as you have a mind. Amen. See, that's not the old time way. The old time way is for a man and a woman to get to know each other. And let me say something. Let me say something. Dating don't mean that you got to go steady. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't believe you ought to just run around. I don't either. Amen. You listen to your pastor. And when you begin to date, you go out with a person, you treat them with respect. What are you saying, pastor? I'm saying the way that you pick them up at mama's and daddy's house is the way that you ought to drop them back off. Amen. Praise be to God. If they're pure and chaste, praise God, you ought to drop them off pure and chaste. Amen. Amen. You get to know them. Amen. It don't mean you got to stay on the phone 24 hours a day. It don't mean you have to go and see everybody, see them every day. It means you begin to build a relationship, kind of like we do with God. We got to take and we got to get to know them. We got to know what they like and what they don't like. You know what would save a whole lot of divorces? is if we'd get to know one another before we ever got married. Amen? We'd forget about the sexual attraction and look at that inside of that person and get to know them for who they are before we make that commitment. Amen? Go to their house and pick them up. Amen? Hey, have supper with their mom and daddy and consider that a good time. Amen? Get to know them. Hey, one of these days, mom and daddy, I don't know why I'm going here. One of these days, their mom and daddy may be your mother-in-law, your father-in-law. They'd be part of who you are. Amen? Someday, praise God, listen, someday if time tarries, you may have them two folks living in your basement. One of them or both of them. Taking care of them. Amen. You see how serious this thing is? You say, well, preacher, we don't do that no more. They get sick and elderly, we stick them in a nursing home. I want to say, praise God, that ain't the old time way. Amen. Amen. Praise God, the old time way, praise God, said mom and daddy raised you, they took care of you, and when it comes time, praise God, we're supposed to take care of them. Amen. 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 To the best of our ability. Amen. Amen. It don't bother me a bit, Brother Andrew, to carry my little old mama up there, her 77 years old, 78 years old, carry her up there to her arthritis treatment, arthritis doctor for her infusions, every other. It don't bother me a bit. I count it a joy, praise God, to be able to help my mama. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. She won't hardly let me. She said, you got too much. Don't worry about me. I say, mama, tell me when your infusion comes out. She said, that's too much bother. Have to go up there and sit for 3 hours while they do that. She said, that's just too much bother. I said, praise the Lord, that ain't no bother. I said, I go up there, I get to be with you. We'll stop and eat breakfast or lunch or whatever time it is before we get there. Amen. I take my Bible, I read my Bible, praise God. Have me a good time in the Lord. Have me a good time with my mama. Amen. What are you talking about? Because I'm saying that's the old time way. That's the way it's supposed to be. Amen. We're living in a day and time, praise God, that we fight and feud with each other. We don't love, we don't appreciate our mom and daddy. Praise God, I won't say that's not godliness. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Boy, we better get back to focus. We better realize there's a great big God of glory that's going to hold us accountable one day. We're going to stand in judgment for the glory of God, and we're going to give account the way we live our lives. Amen. We're going to give account for how we treat our children. The directions that we push them, direction we show them. We're going to stand. Mom and Daddy, you're going to get and give account for that little one before God. Amen. Hey, some of us have made some pretty major mistakes with our children. We need to learn from that. Amen. We need to learn it. Hey, listen, Mom and Daddy, praise God, these grandchildren coming on, we need to be a little bit better than we was with our children. Amen. We need to learn from our mistakes, praise God, and step up to the plate and say, God, here I am. Lord, I want you to use me, praise God, as an example for my children. Why? Because that's the old time way. You know, I told you a while ago, used to be in a time when we'd come in the house of God and they'd come in our pray, they'd come in our praise and God is ready to worship. I mean, men and women had fallen on their face in the prayer room, been to cry out and agonize with God. They'd come out of there a weeping and a crying. Praise God, they'd bring it up into the sanctuary, take it up to the choir loft. Hey, the choir director would get up there and he'd be so full of God he couldn't even say the name, the number of the song. Amen. God had fallen on the place. Why? Because that was the old time way. Amen. Or did we mess out? Let me just give you this. I got several other verses here, but let me just give you something right quick. Where did we mess up? Amen. Where did we mess up? What should we expect from the old time way? Let me tell you what we should expect in the old time way. We should expect, number one, some praying. Amen. We should expect some mamas and daddies and some children praying, gathering around and seeking and agonizing with God. Amen. We ought to seek some praying. We ought to seek a prayer life. A few minutes every day, praise God, and we'll sneak away with God and commune with God the Father. Amen. It takes a prayer life. I'll tell you, I want to say this. I believe there's some good old saints of God here at this place. that's been getting a hold of God, and they've been praying, and they've been praying, they've been agonizing, they've been calling out names, and they've been saying, "Oh God, would you touch Pastor Jeff? Oh God, would you just fill our pastor?" Because you know what? I've been going down there to that little old prayer place and that little old study, and God Almighty has been a meeting with me and been a filling me, praise God, and been giving me hope. Amen. Why? Because I believe somebody's been praying. Calling out my name. Amen. Sometimes I get to pray and I get to calling out through my name, my list of names going through the pews. Boy, I'll get to a certain place. Some of you, as I've told you, I've been praying and seeking God's face and praying. I get to your name and I begin to pray. And boy, I tell God just to unction my heart. And I'll just say, "Oh God, help me." And I'll just quit praying, reach and grab the phone, dial up that number and say, "Hey, I just want to see how you're doing." Amen. Amen. I was praying, I got to your name. And God just spoke to my heart. You don't want to pray, tell you, see how you do it, tell you I love you, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen, I believe there's some folks here that's doing that. Amen, you know why? You know why they're doing it? Because that's the old time way. Amen, that's the way it used to be when people would pray for one another, seeking the face of God. Amen. So we'd be praying. That's the old time way. That's what worked. And because people's praying, they could be gathered together for some preaching. Amen. Well, I tell you what, I don't know about you, but God's been a help in my heart. He's been getting me, amen, He's been drawing me close. Amen, I pray, praise God, brother, I've been pulling up to the table and dining off of that good stuff that God's got for me. Amen. Why? Because I believe there's some good old saints of God that's praying, desiring to be fed. Amen. Old Brother Ballou was over there preaching last Monday at Sherathon. And he is talking about the church is falling away. And he's talking about the wolves coming in and trying to devour the church, trying to devour the sheep. He said, "You know what you do?" He said, "You forget about them stinking wolves." He said, "What you do is you start feeding the sheep." Amen. Amen. See, that's what old Brother White told me. He said, "You don't worry about the wolves. You know what wolves eat? Sheep." Amen. But praise God. He said, "You know what you do? You come out and you start giving out sheep food in a liberal fashion." Amen. When you start passing out sheep food in a liberal fashion, you know what you do to the wolves? You starve them out. Amen. Because the sheep begin to get smarter and they get enough strength, praise God, to stand up and to see the things around them and begin to realize that good stuff, that good manna from God is being fed to them. Amen. A good gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. And they get to, that's where that prayer life comes in. And they get to, Brother Jeff, they get to praying for that man of God, that shepherd of the sheep. And the shepherd of sheep, praise God, he starts getting that manna from on high and he starts feeding your heart. And praise God, you just start receiving it. Amen. You know, sometimes you're getting those bitter pastures. Amen. So, hey, listen, sometimes in our lives, man of God will get up, praise God, he'll feed you. Seems like he's feeding you out of a bitter pasture. Amen. And then, praise God, you got to just get on your face and say, "Oh God, help me, Lord." Amen. Praise the Lord. Next thing you know, praise God, you get over in those pastures of clover. Amen. That good, sweet, those good old clover blossoms, praise God, and you begin to dine on the things of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the old time way. Amen. That's praying. That's good old fashioned Holy Ghost preaching. Amen. That's getting a hold of God, looking at His Word and saying, "How can it help me today?" Amen. Amen. How can it help me today? I come looking, praise God, for some help. Amen. Praise the Lord. Preacher, throw me some sheep food. Amen. Amen. Throw me some sheep food to help my soul. Remember what I told you in Psalms 23? He didn't come to save our body. He came to restore our soul. Amen. So we begin to get that sheep food. We begin to grow. We begin to pray. We begin to preach the gospel. And you know what that needs in old time way? Brother Bill, that needs the praising the Lord. Amen. Well, we get to praying and we get to preaching and we get to receiving and then we get to praising. We say, "Glory to God. I didn't know this was in there. I didn't know God loved me that much." Amen. Praise God. Praying and preaching and praising the Lord. Amen. Let me tell you what that is. You know what that is? That's the old time way. Amen. Don't need the games. Don't need the gimmicks. Not here to be entertained. Amen. This is not a show. Amen. It's a place of worship where we come to, for God to get a hold of us and for us to get a hold of God. Amen. Praise God to realize He get a hold of us. He hangs on for dear life. And praise God, when He's got you, He's got you. You ain't a going nowhere. Praise the Lord. Amen. And praise God, as you realize He's got you, it begins to get better and better day by day. Praise God. And the next thing you know, that shouts are coming. That praise is coming. That adoration to the Lord is coming from on high. Amen. And when you get to praying and the preaching and you get to praising the Lord, guess what? You get over there and you get to praying in a different attitude. Amen. You get to pray and praise God with a little more zeal, praise God, in your prayers. You get to realize that God's a moving, praise the Lord, that you begin to see something, you begin to feel something, you begin to recognize something. Amen. Amen. So when you come in, praise God, you pull up to the table and praise God, there's a little difference in the preaching. Old Pastor Jeff wasn't so dull today. Amen. Praise God, it seemed like I got hooked up. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, Mama, did you feel that today? Amen. Did you feel that when Pastor Jeff was up there preaching? Did you feel the touch of God this morning? Amen. I believe that's because we've been lifting Him up, Mama. I believe that's because we've been crying out to God before. And praise God, Pastor Jeff got a hold of something and got a hold of me. Amen. Before you get to the house, glory to God, you praising God. Say, woo, glory to God. Thank God for prayer. Before you get to ask God, you say, woo, thank God for Pastor Jeff. Amen. Thank God for this good word. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Boy, I pray. You know what? You know what that is? That's the old time way. Amen. The thing about that, amen, listen, you don't have to add nothing to it. Amen. That's the plan of God. That's what He gives us, praise God. And we ought to be excited about it. Amen. Listen, our folks around us, our wives, our husbands, our children, our relatives, they're only going to be as excited about God as we are. Amen? You say, well, preacher, my kids don't care nothing about church or the Bible or God. Amen? I wonder how much they see that in you. Amen? I wonder how much God they see in you. How excited are you about how much time you pray and how much time you listen to preaching? How much time, praise God, are you praising? Amen? I'm afraid a whole lot of us, we've done settled in that old critical spirit. Lord, bless me if you can. Amen? He can, but we don't really want it. Amen? We're just saying that. Amen? And I want to say, that ain't the old time way. The old time way is praising God. He said there's only one way. He said that one way, there's two ways. He said one way leads to life and one way leads to death. Amen. And I tell you what, that old time way, that old time Holy Ghost religion, praise, it leads to the Lord. Amen. It leads in the way of the cross, leads in the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I just want to ask you to ask yourself, think about that. What do you expect in the old time way? Amen. I'm afraid if we ain't careful, we'll get snookered into this new modern stuff. I told Brother Jeff, I love Anchor. I love Sheraton. I love the 720. But it ain't the same as it used to be. Huh? It's not the same as it used to be. I mean, we've been going out there for years and we support them. And I mean, they're doing a good work. Because of the world and because of worldliness, amen, Brother Barton is fighting tooth and nail to keep the world out. He's got so much going on. He literally fights tooth and nail to keep the world out. Amen? Because it wants to creep in. What does it want to do? It wants to enter. It wants to do away with that old time way. If you ain't careful, that contemporary music starts coming in. Amen. People start getting up there and they start getting there not to praise God, not to give glory to God, but to put on a show. Hello? Now, I'm just telling it right. They get up there and they get, if we ain't careful, we come to church not to worship God. We want to see the show. Amen? We want to see the show. I want to say, praise God, this is serious business. The old time way, praise God, it's still the best way. And when we decide to get in, we decide to pray, and we love the preaching, and we love the praising. Praise God, you can have a church, praise God. And you say, boy, praise Stony Fork Baptist Church, they're in the old time way. Amen. There's a lot of places, there's a lot of people who like to change us. Amen. But as long as Pastor Jeff's got breath in my body, praise God, I'm going to do my best not to go that way. Amen. I believe this ought to be a place where we can bring our families, where we can get together, we can hear the Word of God, we can sing praises with glory to God. Amen. Where we can pray and preach and praise God. Amen. The way it's supposed to be. The old time way. Amen. He said, where is a good way? And walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But you know what most places do today? They said, we will not walk therein. We want the modern way, preacher. We need gymnasiums and entertainment, and we don't need nothing but God. Amen. We need God. Amen. We're not getting our share of God. We ain't got time for this other stuff. Amen. Let's be honest. I'm done. I didn't even mean to preach this long. But let me just say this, and I'm done. We spend all of our waking hours entertaining ourselves. Mama said, we spend the hours that you're not entertaining yourself, you're entertaining your children. Amen. Now, am I right? Every waking hour we spend entertaining ourselves. If we ain't watching TV or listening to some music, we're playing on the internet. We're looking at Facebook. Amen. We're caught up in all this entertainment. But we're to the point that, praise God, that we're missing the old time way. We don't even have time for God on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night to give just a couple hours of, praise God, a week to the Lord. We're missing the old time way. Amen. And I tell you what, if we bring entertainment into the house of God, what's that going to do for us? We only got a little small window a couple of times a week that we get together to give God glory, to seek His face. And if we make God's house a place of entertainment, how's that going to benefit any of us? Amen. We're deferring from the old time way. Amen. That old path. He didn't say seek it. If you get to seeking it, praise God, you might end up in the wrong one. But He said, ask for that old path, which is good. He said, Brother Bill, what do you think about this? Should we do it or not? We don't want the devil to have any to infiltrate our church. Amen. What do you think? Hey, you think I ain't done that? You think I ain't went to some of these men of God, praise God, and said, you know what? This has come up. What do you think we ought to do about it? I need some good godly counsel. Amen. Amen. Because we work together, praise God, to keep the devil out so that we can keep our kids, praise God. Amen. I tell you what, if you love them, you better keep them close. You say, well, preacher, I don't want to smother them. I don't want to be too strict. Hey, praise God. Hey, praise God. As strict as you are, praise God, you better be just a little bit stricter. Amen. Because if you ain't strict to your kids, then you don't love them. Because if you don't hold them close, praise God, the devil will snatch them out of your hands in a heartbeat. We better keep them close. We better love them, praise God. We better take time, praise God, to mentor them, to show them the right way. That old time way, praise God, while they can still get it. Or they're still willing to hear. Amen. That old time way. Praise God, I thank God for that old time way. That praying and preaching and praising God. Amen. That's what the church is about. That's what the church is about, praise God. It's a place to come to worship and to find out about God. To learn of Him. Amen. To learn about Him. Amen. It's kind of like I was talking about that dating situation. You date to get to know that person that you're going to spend your life with. Amen. Well, what we do when we come to the house of God, and I'm through, we take the Word of God and we saturate ourselves with the Word of God, and we get to know God, the good God of glory, and our Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. The one that one of these days, praise God, we're going to spend eternity with. What's the church about? It's about walking in the old time way. amen, learning of Him. Amen. So that one day, praise God, when He presents us, we can say, I know who He is. That's my Lord. They won't be any doubt, praise God. Hey, I don't believe we'll have to see His nail-scarred hands. I don't believe we'll have to see His nail-scarred feet or that rivet side, praise God, because I believe, glory be God, if we study, we know God, we know the Lord Jesus Christ, when we enter, we can say, glory to God, there He is. Amen. How do you know? Because I got to know Him. Amen. I got to know Him. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. What do you expect in old time way? Something to think about, ain't it? Something to think about. I wonder if you get to thinking about it. Think about it over the next couple of days. Think about how the old devil's been trying to pull you away from that old time way. Amen. Having that family time, that prayer time, those devotionals. How the devil says, oh, you ain't got time for that. You're too busy. Oh, you're too tired. Too stressed out. Huh? See the lie of the devil? Because he wants to get us away from that old time way. To deceive us and destroy us. Amen. With the things of this world. Amen. But praise God, I thank God that they still is an old time way. And I believe they still some old time Christians. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'd like a song. I'd rather be an old time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because it just gets better farther on. You say, well, preacher, I don't see it the way you do. You ain't got in as deep as I've got. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may not see it the way I do. You ain't got in as deep as I've got. Amen. You get in as deep as I've got, praise God, you'll start seeing it like I see it. There's a good God of glory that loves us today.